Most people agree that the truly great people of this world are remembered not for what they took out of life, but what they gave, what they did for others. One has only to think of people like Mother Teresa, who gives her life to the poorest of the poor, and others who use their wealth to build schools and libraries and hospitals and so on. But how do we become people with hearts of servants, or help others develop a heart to help others as well? I believe the first step is to become sensitive to the needs of other people and then put forth the initiative it takes to set the whole thing in motion. When I was a new Christian, I heard about a Christian organization who developed a very simple practice. The China Inland Mission used the dinner table to train people in servanthood. They had a rule that when the members of the mission gathered for the evening meal, no one was allowed to ask to have any food passed to them. Everyone learned to be alert to the needs of others and to watch for the empty plate. If a person ate all his rice, you needed to take note of that and offer another helping to the person. If they came to the table thinking only of themselves, no one would leave the table satisfied. To get an extra helping of chicken or vegetables required someone else at the table to notice the need and take the initiative to ask, "Would you like another helping of vegetables?" and so on. People became observant to the needs of others and learned to take the initiative to meet those needs. Now think for a moment of the words of Jesus. "I lay down my life. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself." Jesus came into the world to meet the needs of others and exercised the initiative to meet those needs. Friend, do you think your dinner table could become a training ground to develop the Christ-like attitude of a servant's heart in your own life and the lives of others in your family? Remember what Christ told his disciples. "The greatest among you will be servant of all." The same is true of his disciples today. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.